A formal arrival ceremony marked a surprise visit to Iraq by President Bush today. The trip was not announced until Air Force One landed in Baghdad this morning after taking off last night for the 11-hour flight. White House officials said the president plans to meet with Iraqi leaders and take one final opportunity to thank American troops for their service. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us from Baghdad. Lourdes, the president only has 37 days left in his term. Do you know why he decided to make this trip now?
Well, in many ways, the Iraq War defined Mr. Bush's presidency. As the commander-in-chief, he ordered the invasion of Iraq. He's committed billions of dollars and resources to this conflict, to rebuilding Iraq over the last 6 years. More than 4,200 U.S. service members have died, not to mention tens of thousands of Iraqis. There are still almost 150,000 U.S. service members here. This is seen in many quarters here, specifically, as Mr. Bush's war. And this is his last chance to see it for himself, to have face-to-face meetings with the Iraqi leaders he's helped put in place to bolster what has been his consistent message that things in Iraq are better, that this war has made them better.
Do you think the trip is also designed to convey some subtle messages?
Iraqi President Jalal Talabani greeted President Bush with a lot of pomp and circumstance. It was really interesting. This took place inside the heavily fortified Green Zone. There was a marching band, an Iraqi honor guard, a red carpet laid out for his arrival. This all took place during the day. And clearly it seemed intended to show an Iraq that has evolved into a strong, independent, viable state. Normally, we wouldn't know where the president is at any given time here because of the fear of attacks. This time we saw his arrival to meet with these Iraqi leaders live on Iraqi state television. It sends a very different message than the president's previous ultra-secret trips, where he would meet with officials under a veil of secrecy. This really seemed to send the message that he is here out in public and things are better.
The president's national security advisor, Stephen Hadley, said the trip shows that we're moving in a different relationship. That's a quote with Iraq. So do you think that this may be a final effort to influence Iraq policy before President-elect Obama takes office?
Well, this trip is coming at a crucial time in many ways. On January 1st, a new security agreement will come into effect here. Under the terms, that relationship between Iraq and the U.S. will change. Iraq will become a more sovereign nation in many ways, a sovereign nation that it hasn't been up until now. U.S. troops will have to ask permission to go on raids. They can't hold detainees without warrants. And so with Mr. Bush's arrival here today, he is expected to be giving a press conference where he will be standing with Iraqi leaders, possibly Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and he will be reinforcing that message that the Iraq that he is bequeathing to his successor is a very different Iraq than the one that he ordered the invasion of in 2003.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. Lourdes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.